Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace.
Yesterday, we concluded our study of 3 John, having completed thereby a series of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John on the Beacon Broadcast. And now we're going to turn our attention to an Old Testament book, namely the book of Malachi. Now, admittedly, I do more teaching in the New Testament than the Old Testament, but the Old Testament is God's Word as well. The Bible doesn't have 27 books, the 27 books of the New Testament, but it has 66 books, and they, which, of course, are the 39 books of the Old Testament plus the 27 of the New Testament, and all 66 are the inspired Word of the living God. It would be helpful for us to remember that most first century Christians had only the Old Testament as their scriptures. When they were told to read their Bible, that was what they were reading, was the Old Testament scriptures, because the New Testament scriptures were only in the process of being written, and they were not widely circulated. Even those which had been completed generally were sent to one particular church. They had a copy, and then sometimes they would copy their copy and send it on to other churches, but it took a while for those to circulate. But the 39 books of the Old Testament had been in circulation and even in translation for several hundred years. And so Christians read the Old Testament as their Bible. I wonder how we'd do if we were, say, restricted to reading and preaching and teaching only from the Old Testament scriptures for a year or two. That might seem very strange. It might be very profitable, simply because it might address an imbalance which we tend to have in our modern Christianity. But I pause at this point to welcome you to the Wednesday, August 21 edition of the Beacon Broadcast, to thank you for supporting this ministry, and to encourage you to consider doing so, so that we might be able to continue teaching God's Word on this station. We are going to look at the book of Malachi. Malachi is the last book in the Old Testament. Most people know that. The Old Testament begins with Genesis and ends with Malachi. It's last in the order of the books, the 39 books of the Old Testament. But as we know, the order that we find in our Bible is not always the chronological order, but in this case it is. In other words, Malachi is not only the last book numerically, starting with Genesis as number 1 and continuing on through Malachi as book number 39, but it also turns out to be the last book chronologically in the Old Testament era, the last prophetic voice of the Old Testament era. With the prophecy of Malachi, we have the last time that God's people heard a message from God until the coming of John the Baptist more than 400 years later. Now, that may not seem so tremendously significant to you, but I assure you that that was very significant to the Jews of that day. Malachi was the last message that the Jews heard from God until the coming of John the Baptist more than 400 years later, which is why that period between the Old and the New Testament is sometimes called the 400 silent years. For 400 years, heaven was silent. For 400 years, God did not speak to his people. For 400 years, no prophet raised his voice and said, "Thus says the Lord." Hear a word from God. Nobody said that because God was not giving his word. If anybody said that, they were a false prophet. God was not giving his word to anyone. Which causes me to insert something at this point. There's a verse that I hear frequently misused, which says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." I remember pretty clearly the first time I ever heard a sermon on that verse, and it goes back about 50 years ago now. And my wife and I visited a church in another city. We had relatives in that city, and we had gone to visit them, and we decided to visit a church that we had heard about. And we went to that church on that particular Sunday and heard the pastor preaching on this text, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." And his whole point was, we've got to have a vision for church growth. We've got to have a vision for outreach in our community. We've got to have a vision to build a bigger building. We've got to have a vision for evangelism. And this is the way he was expositing this text, if you can call it an exposition, because he was actually misusing the text, misunderstanding and misusing the text, but using it the way that it's often used by people. And sometimes different kinds of visions will be inserted into that idea of a vision. Where there is no vision for this, where there is no vision for that, the people perish. Well, what that text is actually saying is, where there is no prophetic vision from God, the people perish. God spoke to his people through the prophets, and he spoke to the prophets primarily through visions. And they received a vision from God, and that was God's word, which they then delivered to the people. And what that text is telling us is, when God doesn't speak to people, people perish. Let that soak in. Now, we're talking about approaching the book of Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, and then 400 silent years before God spoke again. He started speaking once again through John the Baptist. And John the Baptist declared the word of God that was given to him. But for 400 years, God did not speak. Now, God's people had, in written form, the words that had been spoken. They had Genesis, Exodus, and so forth. They had the Old Testament prophets, Isaiah and Jeremiah. So they were not totally without a prophetic word, but they were accustomed to having prophets preaching to them regularly the word of God. There seems to have been pretty much a steady stream of prophets to whom God gave his word, and they proclaimed them to the people, most of the time to people who were not particularly interested in hearing those words and weren't very receptive to receive them and take them to heart and act upon them. But nevertheless, they realized that God was speaking to them until the conclusion of the book of Malachi, and silence. 400 years of silence, where God spoke nothing more to his people. And where there is no vision from God, no prophetic vision, no message from God, the people perish. That's what the text is saying. How does that apply to us today, where God is not speaking to prophets through visions as he did in a previous era? Well, it tells us, when the word of God is not being proclaimed, when it is not being expounded, when it is not being heard from the pulpits, when it is not being read by the people, when it is not being valued, when people are not receiving the word of God, the vision which God gave to his prophets, and which we now have a great deal of it in our Bible. I can't say that we have everything, because I'm not confident that every inspired word of God that was given to the prophets was intended to be recorded and preserved, but all that was intended for preservation we have in the book called the Bible. But having it doesn't mean that we are benefiting from it. And how many Bibles sit on shelves and are seldom opened, sit on shelves collecting dust? How many pulpits give themselves to virtually everything and anything except the expounding of Scripture? How many pulpits are given to entertainment, are given to psychology, are given to self-motivation, given to all kinds of things, but are not given to explaining the Word of God? And where there is no voice from God, no vision, the people perish. It is a solemn, solemn truth. But back to the book of Malachi. Malachi has a powerful and relevant message for the people of his day, and it turns out that it is a surprisingly powerful and relevant message for us today. And what it tells us is the dangers of external religion without inward reality. Here's the way the book opens. The Burden of the Word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. You get a sense of what I've just been talking about? The Burden of the Word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. Malachi, who wrote this down, directed by God to do so, was very conscious of the fact that what he was delivering was the Word of the Lord that was given to him so that he would give it to Israel. That was the role of the prophet. That was the privilege, that was the responsibility of the prophet, to take the Word of God that was given to him and to proclaim it to the people. He was the mouthpiece of Almighty God. God chose to speak through prophets, chosen prophets, and he would give them his word. Here it's called a burden, because when you are invested with the Word of God that you have a responsibility to give to others, that does become a very weighty burden. You better carry out that responsibility faithfully, carefully, properly, clearly, accurately. Lives depend upon it. Souls depend upon it. Eternity depends upon it. The welfare of the nation depends upon it. It is indeed a burden, and many of the Old Testament prophets talk about the visions and revelations which they received from God in exactly that language. Malachi is not the only one who calls his message from God a burden, but that's what he had. That's the sense he had, that what was given to him was a burden that had to be delivered. He had to take this burden from his shoulders, as it were, and unload it for the benefit of the people of Israel so that they could have it. The Burden of the Word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. And that begins this last book of the Old Testament, and we will have to come back to it on the broadcast tomorrow, Lord willing, as we begin to get into this very contemporary Old Testament prophecy. Take my word for it. I think you'll find that to be the case as we move along. This very contemporary in its application to us today, this very contemporary Old Testament prophecy. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying, good day. May God give you his eternal peace.